This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
In which a streaming media giant reports earnings amid low expectations. Did Netflix beat the street?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Earnings season is alive and well, and always spicing up this time of year is the tech world, and Netflix is always of the more highly anticipated reports to come down the pike. While arguably one of the most popular streaming services, the company has had to grapple with everything from high licensing fees, heavy production costs, and increasing competition from companies like Amazon. So here's the key numbers. Revenue, $2.29 billion. That's up 36% year over year. Subscriber growth came in at 370,000. Both these numbers better than expected. Let's get some analysis right away from the Wall Street Journal's Chris Dietrich, who joins us on the line right now. So, Chris, you know, expectations were low. That can sometimes mean for a nice surprise, though. Is that what happened in this case? How did Netflix do? Let's start with revenue. Any crushing of expectations?
Yeah, revenue came in stronger than expected. And more importantly than that, I would say it's that people were really focused on what was going to happen with new subscriber additions. Earlier in the summer, kind of on the heels of a price increase, there was the weakest new subscriber growth that Netflix had reported, and that really sent the stock tumbling. Today, we really have the opposite, where lots of new subscribers, both in the U.S. and internationally. They cited some of the original content they have, shows like Stranger Things and the second season of Narcos, really seem to have people signing up for new subscriptions.
That's interesting because there'd been so much talk about, you know, recent price increases, but oddly enough, I guess that didn't really hit it the way some people thought it might.
Right. I mean, amid a lot of the competition that Netflix is facing for, you know, streaming, whether it's Amazon Prime, Hulu, which is sort of the CBS Showtime competitor, I mean, it seems like they've been trying to stick to their original content and stick out a little bit on that front. And so far, that seems to be working today. The stock jumped 20% at one point. Now it's up 19%.
So it always comes back to the question as to whether Netflix can turn profits while spending so much money on this content, which is doing well, obviously, and also on global expansion. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see whether they can maintain the international subscribers that's going to, you know, provide the cash to make the new content. Today they had a pretty solid beating of expectations for international subscribers. We had 3.2 million compared with the company's own guidance for 2 million. Whether that's sustainable, you know, is sort of another question. I think you have not only to fund this content, but it's got to be fresh and original. And some of the programs that they had earlier this summer, and Stranger Things, I would say in particular, certainly a big hit. But, you know, it's going to be a big problem to keep that churning.
So some analysts think that Netflix subscriber growth corresponds to this growing need to reinvest. In your estimation, is that what the next steps are for Netflix?
Yeah, it would seem that this reinvestment is very much the way forward for Netflix. This idea that they're going to have content that new subscribers are interested in getting is a delicate balance, but one I think that they've made pretty clear that that's the way forward. So this is a quarter where it would seem that that strategy's paid off.
Very good. Chris Dietrich, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you.
Once again, that's good news by way of Netflix. Again, its stock exploded over 20% in after-hours trading upon the news. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.